Breaking news, USA wins gold medal in synchronized NBC bashing. A tweet today from an Olympic watcher about the disgruntlement over everything from NBC's delayed broadcast of the opening ceremonies to its commentary. NBC is reporting record primetime TV ratings for its coverage, but how is it handling social media? More tweets are already being sent every day during this Olympics than during all of the Beijing games. London's being called the first social Olympics, but athletes are constrained in what they can tweet, and old and new media are colliding. Sam Laird reports on social media and sports for the social media news site Mashable. He joins us on Skype. Sam, welcome.
Thank you.
So just tell us, what were some of your favorite tweets in the past couple days?
As the athletes came into London, into the village, that was a lot of fun. The USA basketball team in particular had a lot of fun tweets of them doing touristy things and Instagram photos. And from this weekend, a great one I thought was Lolo Jones posing with the basketball team in the Olympic Village. And Lolo, who's great on Twitter, was kind of hamming it up. And then after she posted that photo, you could see her send a tweet thanking Missy Franklin for taking the photo and giving her the photo. And it was really cool, kind of a behind-the-scenes sort of moment.
Lolo Jones, the runner, and Missy Franklin, the swimmer.
Yes, exactly.
Well, but it can be very serious, too, because there was the USA soccer player who sent the tweet out with a picture of her face after she got elbowed, and the ref didn't see the play, but it's very clear in the replay, and it's very clear in the picture of her that she's got a black eye.
Definitely. I mean, the Twitter platform enables critics to take a whole new microphone for themselves. And we saw it with Hope Solo, too, the U.S. women's soccer goalie, called out Brandi Chastain, a former U.S. women's soccer player, on Twitter for criticizing the team's defense during one of their matches. And that's something that, you know, she never would have been able to do before without someone putting a mic in front of her.
Well, but what can the athletes do? Because we understand this has caused some consternation. The IOC, the International Olympic Committee, is allowing tweets, and they're encouraging, you know, they've got their own Twitter handles. But then on the other hand, they have a contract with NBC. NBC paid a lot of money to be able to be the first to broadcast and tell the world about some of the news of the event. So how is the IOC restricting athletes in the Twitter realm?
You know, they say they encourage social media use. And so to quote the rule book here, it has to be in a first-person diary-type format. And sharing video from the Olympic Village is forbidden. Athletes are required to get permission from other athletes before posting photos that they snap of other athletes. They also can't share video from Olympic venues when events are going on.
Well, some of that makes sense. I mean, you'd want to ask your peers if they mind having a picture sent out. But what does that mean, first-person diary-type format? I mean, does that mean you can say, I just won and set a world record? That's your first-person account. Can you say that?
Exactly. I mean, I think the rules are pretty vague. If you're at a venue and you're watching a friend from a different sport, say, running a sprinting race, and they win, and you tweet, you know, oh my God, I'm so happy, I can't believe so-and-so just won the 100 meters. That probably is fine, but if you say, oh my God, I can't believe my friend so-and-so just won the 100 meters and set a world record, this is amazing, this is the time, then that might go over the line. But you could still argue that it was a first-person diary type of message you were putting out there.
Yeah. Well, and also the IOC is saying it's not going to actively monitor or track athletes' social media posts. But you quote an official saying, if there is a breach of the guidelines detected, it will be dealt with on a case-by-case basis and will be up to the relevant National Olympic Committee to contact the athlete, have the tweet or post, if there were a blog, removed or altered, and then determine whether or not any further action is necessary. Boy, that seems incredibly vague.
Yeah, it's totally vague. It's also kind of like, I think, the no lifeguard on duty sign at the beach where, you know, if someone does do something or something bad happens, you can go back and say, well, we have these rules, or we have this sign, so you're in trouble or we're not responsible.
What are athletes saying to you?
Several I've spoken with feel frustrated. Nick Simmons, an American sprinter, is very outspoken as far as Olympic athletes being able to, you know, monetize their performance and take on advertisers and sponsors outside of official event sponsors. And, I mean, he called the rules ludicrous.
Well, and you point out why. I mean, for some of these athletes, this is it. These 2-3 weeks, this is all the sunshine their sport gets.
A lot of these athletes have trained for 4 years just for the chance to, you know, have one incredibly special moment at the Olympics. And financially as well, these couple weeks go really far in terms of how they're able to secure sponsors and marketing partners. So
that's kind of one of the big reasons why they're skeptical of these rules being in the best interest of themselves.
Yeah, well, it's a double-edged sword. We learned right at the beginning as the Greek triple jumper was kicked out for it was a racist tweet about Africans, but I'm going to repeat it. Two Australian swimmers were penalized for posing in a picture with guns. But we love the fact that we now know that Justin Bieber is watching the Olympics because he sent a tweet to the Canadian gymnast Dominique Pegg supporting her, and she tweeted back, OMG, thank you for tweeting me. And so we can actually watch Justin Bieber be involved with the Olympics.
Yes, we do have Justin Bieber, so there's that.
There's that. And Sam, just an opportunity to is there any other tweet that you – do you have any tweets right in front of you just before we go?
And there's a couple examples. Lolo Jones again commented this weekend about how some of the fencing helmets made competitors look like the DJ Deadmau5, which was kind of a funny joke and like just totally random.
And how weird, because Deadmau5 features into our next segment, but I'll just go on.
Awesome. And then the other thing is that Jim Bell, NBC's Olympics executive producer, has been using Twitter all weekend to respond to a lot of the criticism that his network's been getting for their coverage. And so I think he deserves credit for that, you know, communicating with viewers, the head guy himself on Twitter.
We'll post some of the tweets and start following them. You can go to hereandnow.org to find out more, or at hereandnow or at hereandnowrobin. And by the way, Sam Laird is at Sam C. M. Laird. And I'm looking at one of your tweets. If at NBC was on it, uploading official hashtag Olympic ceremony YouTube clips, they'd be making tons of money off sites looking to embed viral moments. So you're saying they're not even taking enough advantage of social media.
Yeah, I mean, the opening ceremony produces all these weird, spectacular, showy moments that people, you know, want to see again and again, like the Queen jumping out of a helicopter, for example. And there was all these sort of bootleg versions on YouTube that lots of sites were, including Mashable, were trying to get up and embed right away. But NBC and the IOC were shutting those versions down on YouTube and were not quick about putting up official versions. And it's kind of ironic because they were shutting these things down to protect their own business, whereas if they had been instantly uploading these clips with ad support, they would have been able to make a lot of money off of sites embedding the moments.
Well, our favorite, by the way, is Needham, Massachusetts' own Allie Raisman's parents watching her in the gymnastics event last night. We'll post that too. Sam, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Sam Laird of Mashable. By the way, we mentioned the Greek athlete suspended for the racist tweet. Now a Swiss soccer player has been expelled for the same thing. But enough bad news. Tweet us your moments of glory. That gymnast with the bum knee who fell off the unevens and got back on? Come on. Send us yours at Here and Now at Here and Now, Robin. Back with electronic dance music, Here and Now.